This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan called for the Taliban on Monday to cease its military offensive, saying it runs counter to claims the insurgent group wants a negotiated settlement to the war. The collective call comes a day after the Taliban and senior envoys representing the Afghan government ended a two-day meeting in Doha, Qatar, on Sunday, without reporting any significant progress on peace talks. 15 missions, including the United States, along with a NATO envoy in Afghanistan, said in a joint statement that the insurgent violence, quote, thwarts efforts to arrive at a negotiated solution to the conflict and harms and displaces the civilian population. The statement added, the Taliban's offensive is in direct contradiction to their claim to support a negotiated settlement of the conflict and to the Doha peace process. It was widely anticipated the Doha meeting over the weekend would produce a temporary mutual ceasefire to allow war-weary Afghans to peacefully celebrate the Muslim festival of Eid starting on Tuesday. But a post-meeting joint statement made no mention of a halt to the escalating Afghan hostilities. Iraqi medical officials say a roadside bomb attack has targeted the Baghdad suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens of others at a crowded market. The bombing happened a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when the market was busy with shoppers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State group has claimed similar attacks in the area before. It was the third time this year that a bomb hit a market in the densely populated neighborhood in eastern Baghdad. More on that story is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The wildfire scorching the western U.S. state of Oregon topped 300,000 acres on Monday as news emerged that a California power company linked to previous fires may be responsible for a new blaze. Oregon's giant bootleg fire has triggered over 2,100 evacuations and destroyed 67 homes in nearly 2 weeks of explosive growth. Firefighters have contained only a quarter of its perimeter. The bootleg fire is now the largest in the United States at 340,000 acres, taking up an area larger than the sprawling city of Los Angeles. It's driven by a multi-year drought, gusting winds, and scorching temperatures that experts have linked to climate change. The same trends have occurred further south in California, where five times as many acres have burned compared to the same point in the year last year. One of the fires now blazing in California, the Dixie Fire, has been linked to PG&E, the giant utility company. PG&E's power lines were blamed for sparking the deadliest fire in the state's modern history, the Camp Fire of 2018. Meanwhile, in western Canada's British Columbia, where around 300 wildfires are burning, more than 2,500 homes were under evacuation orders on Monday. The province has recorded 13 new fires in the past 48 hours. Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty says Belarus has detained its correspondent, Oleg Dashinsky, as President Alexander Lukashenko continues to crack down on independent media. Dashinsky's relatives told RFE/RL that police detained him on July 16th after his apartment in Minsk was searched. His computer, telephone, a hard drive, several flash memory sticks, and a bank card were confiscated. His detainment came the same day as police and security forces raided the offices and homes of several independent journalists across Belarus, including the RFE/RL offices in Minsk. The United Nations Education and Culture Agency has removed from its list of threatened World Heritage Sites a nature reserve in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The reserve in question is Salonga National Park, the largest public park in the Central African country. In a statement issued on Monday, the UNESCO World Heritage Committee praised improvements made to the park and the stability of the populations of bonobo ape and elephants in the park. Salonga is Africa's largest protected rainforest. It's home to 40% of the Earth's bonobo apes, along with several other endangered species. It was created in 1970 and has been on the endangered list since 1984. And at the Olympics in Tokyo, another athlete has tested positive Monday for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.